80 degrees at Talk Radio WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville, and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I am a happy, happy man tonight. I truly am. I had Congressman John Rutherford in the studio. Great conversation with him, as always, and City Councilwoman Anna Broche. Just a wealth of information, and a lady that I believe is on the right track. The transparency issue has got to be the single most hot button issue across the country. Really?
Well, your engineer next door said that Trump would be here next Saturday.
No. Sorry. Unfortunately, next Saturday, it's going to be a recorded program in this time slot. But the following weekend, the 22nd, we have a tentative promise from Congressman Ron DeSantis, running for governor, to be in the studio at that time. And Seal Schellenberg will be in. She's coming in to talk to us a little bit about some of the charitable work and things that she has going on. But that isn't what's always making me a happy man. I mean, all of that makes me a happy man. But what really, really makes me a happy man is that opening day, Georgia Bulldog football, 41-17 over the Gamecocks. Final. 41-17. I'm telling you, the Bulldogs have got their act together this year. Remember when the Gamecocks were a force to be reckoned with?
I remember when they used to be a good team.
Yep. Yeah, it's too bad we can't say that about
But it's just like FSU. FSU, you know, they used to have a really good coach, and they played really well, and FSU has just, oh boy, they have really monkeyed it up.
I'm not supposed to use that word.
They messed it up.
Let's go. Let's go online and talk to Marty, a guy that I will be seeing on Monday night down at St. Augustine Republican Club. Good evening, Marty, and welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly. Marty? Hello? Well, I can't get to Marty for some reason, unless the pot's not hot. So, all right, Marty, call back. I can't get to you, buddy. We'll try this again. Let me try line two. I'm not exactly sure who's on line two. Good evening and welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Good evening, you old Libra.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me, sir?
I can.
Okay. It's Mike.
Hey,
how
Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, buddy. We were having some issues with the phone. I couldn't understand. We couldn't hear Marty. Now Marty's back on the line. But for some reason or other,
Hang on, Marty, just fine.
We'll
be right to you.
Put down that Obama phone, Marty, and get a real line. What's going on, tow truck buddy? How'd you like that? We had Anna Broche in the studio tonight. Isn't she a top-notch individual?
Very. Again, first time I heard her without listening to her on your show, I did not appreciate her. And then once she started coming on the show, and I could sit back and analyze what she was saying, how she was saying it, how she carried herself, I like her.
Yeah. She's a ray of sunshine on an otherwise swampy skyline. That should be a new bumper sticker. Swampy skyline.
Swampy skyline.
How's the wife doing, buddy?
The wife is doing better. Got the MRI done. We'll look at that with the surgeon on Wednesday. She's still, as chemo does to any cancer patient, knocked her in the dirt. It's going to take her a while to recover, but my honey's tough.
Yep. She has to be. She's married to you.
That's why you're not married.
Can't find a woman that'll put up with me.
That's it. But the show that they had on all the networks, the cancer show, I guess, that made everybody feel good by doing it. Appreciate them doing it. Didn't do a damn bit of good for me or my honey. But the people out there really fighting cancer are the families, the patients, and the doctors and the nurses that are helping these cancer patients.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a thankless job many times.
And they carry such a damn good attitude. I mean, I've actually had fun going doing chemo with my wife because of the way they treated her and treated me. Of course, they realized I'm not a dummy, which really helps.
Right.
But I bless them. They're the people doing the hard fight. Yeah, if it makes everybody feel good by donating money to it's the St. Jude's and all these other cancer, do it, please, by all means. We can't. The people who are fighting it out here with our families, we can't do it. We need them to do it for us. And our hands are full. And I appreciate everybody who donates to the research and to fight cancer. I had no idea what it was about until I got involved in it.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your call tonight, buddy. We'll keep our prayer list open for your wife and for you. And look forward to seeing you in the coming weeks, maybe at a gripe night coming around the corner.
Yeah, I want to have her there. She's got a real cute Paula Deen wig. I went out and bought 4 pounds of butter as soon as I saw it.
That's kind of like the Paula Deen wig that Holly's wearing over here right now. Thanks, buddy. I'll talk with you soon. You do know who Paula Deen is, don't you?
I do know who Paula Deen is, but this is my hair.
All right, so let's go to Marty and see if we can pull up Marty on the line now. Marty, welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Fine.
Okay. And hi, Holly.
Hey, good evening.
I'm going to see you Monday night, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Listen, two things that I wanted to comment on. One, this case about the girl, a female cop, was at in Texas. She went in and she killed her neighbor by mistake.
Right.
That's not a mistake. That's criminal, because somebody like that shouldn't be a cop. And I want to sympathize with the people out there, anybody that's decent, black, white, green, or whatever. But that's somebody that shouldn't have been a cop. So I think that's disgusting. But since she didn't plan to do it, I think all we have, according to the law, is manslaughter. Okay, unless she should be prosecuted for it, because when you kill somebody, you know, especially if a cop is charged with, they have to be very responsible. They have to be more responsible than somebody who has a permit. But the thing is, they should be charging that girl, because that's disgusting. Another thing I wanted to comment on, this is old, but I had been following the Aretha Franklin funeral, and after the reverend supposedly gave a bad eulogy because he stated he was sounded like a conservative person. And then Stevie Wonder, who I think has been blind his whole life and is very, very rich, he commented at the end that Black Lives Matter. Now, I'm a very stupid person. I want somebody out there to tell me if he's been blind his whole life. What does he know about black, white, or green? Can somebody explain that to me, or is he just parroting a line?
He's parroting a line, I'm sure, buddy. It goes back on what I've always said, that racism is taught in the home. People, young kids, go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
Another thing, years ago, he accepted an award. I don't know if it was a Grammy Award or whatever, but he said, I'm dedicating this to Nelson Mandela. And again, you know, I liked him as a kid. You know that as a kid, they used to call him Little Blind Stevie Wonder when he was a teenager performing. So I've been listening to him my whole life. But since he became political and he says, I'm dedicating this to Nelson Mandela, he wouldn't know Nelson Mandela from a pizza. So,
yeah.
Again, I'd like for somebody to explain it to me. I'll see you on Monday to continue this.
You will, buddy.
You're the guy on Monday.
Thanks, man. See ya. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, he's talking about Monday. I'll be speaking down at the St. Augustine Republican Club. They said take 20 to 30 minutes and tell us all we need to know. 20 to 30 minutes.
Wow.
And that's
okay.
Going to be a long shot. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. We're going to step away for just a couple minutes, and we'll be right back. If you'd like to reach me on Facebook, you can. Facebook.com/I'm Speaking Plainly or Bill@600WBOB.com is the email. Bill@600WBOB.com. Join us on the backside, won't you?
Good news. You are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really. You have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others, too. And it's people who love to save money, big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
The year was 1957, and Elvis Presley began his concert in Seattle by asking the crowd to stand for the national anthem. Then Elvis broke out into Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog, and the crowd went wild. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podorthists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom-make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands, including Birkenstock and For Your Soul by Rocky Brands. And congratulations this month to Dennis Mansell, celebrating his 20th year with Boger Shoes. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by Boger Shoes at 1014 Park Street in Five Points. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, Double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Said, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I got a few people lined up on the phone, so I guess we'll let's throw caution to the wind. Tom's over there shaking. Here we go. Line one, Willie, what you got going, buddy?
Hey, buddy, I was trying to get a clarification and some clarity on that asinine statement the fella just made when he said Stevie Wonder was blind, but he couldn't tell that Nelson Mandela was black.
No. That was kind of like running a couple of topics in together, Willie. What he was saying was...
I was getting ready to say, you know... Blind black and white people know what race they are, and they know how they are treated and how a particular ethnic group is treated.
Well, let me ask you, let's go on a different subject since I got you on the phone. And Tom's over there just right with his finger on the button just waiting to go. Willie, do you are you –
I'm a registered independent. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So you're a registered independent, and obviously you're an African-American gentleman.
I'm a Negro, but go ahead.
Okay, you're a Negro. All right. Do you feel, can you tell me, do you feel as though you're treated differently because of the color of your skin? And that may sound like a stupid question.
Now I'm going to say you're black. Okay.
Okay, well, no, I don't mean that. I'm just, I'm just saying that, yeah, I know that racism exists in our country.
This is what a lot of you young white folks don't understand.
Thank you.
I know you're blind.
No, let me finish. Because you don't understand terrorism. Like, say you land in, where you live, probably in the
Arlington
neighborhood.
No, sir. I live right across the street from Sin City, if you know where that is.
Okay. I know Sin City. But I'm just saying, say if somebody, you land in there sleep with, and your wife, and somebody coming in and snatch your people out of there, and got you standing there, and they rape your daughter or someone you love in your face, and then gone about their business, and, you know, tomorrow, it's the same old thing. You follow me? I'm saying it's like another day. So, that's why I'm a little angry, because I was turned down for occupation that I knew I was qualified for. But hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Keep it moving, because God got a day for everybody who mistreat people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So let me ask you something, Willie. Seriously, now I wouldn't ask you if I really didn't want to know the answer to this. So you were turned down for a job that you feel as you were qualified for. Did you mention it to anybody? Did they offer you any help to say, hey, you know, this
big guy, we're in the South. You know, you're in the South, right?
Yes, sir. I've lived here all my life.
Okay, so in the South, you're living in another world almost. There's nobody to turn to. So that way, but I'm going to tell you what it did for me. It made me to be very leery of Caucasian people, and also made me learn me a trade.
Okay.
And once I learned the trade, you know, I can go to any Caucasian job. I don't have to speak to this particular fella. He need a service. I got the skill. At the end of the day, give me my money.
What do you do, Willie?
I'm retired now, but I'm did electrical work.
Excellent. That's a great skill.
But like I said, it was adversely lying due to survival. But if you're a white person, a Caucasian, whatever y'all say you are, you would never, unless you were a Sin City white folk, might be. The average Caucasian, like that boy Ed Dean that be on TV here on your radio station,
yeah,
we'll survive 30 minutes. Sir.
Well, you know, I know Ed personally. Ed's a friend of mine. I tend to agree with you. Willie, let me ask you something. Seriously, now, I really do feel bad that, you're not the only person. There's tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people that feel the same way that you do across the country. And it really is a shame that a man doesn't trust.
It's not a shame. It's the hypocrisy that the rest of the world see about America when you see somebody don't stand up for the flag or the national anthem. So you can stand up for it because you've been treated like an American. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm going to give you a quick question column. I'm from South Carolina, originally the slave state. And when I came, when my uncles and them used to talk to me, they were in World War II. And they said that over in Spartanburg, South Carolina, they had the German prisoners at Camp Croft. And the German prisoners got to eat with the white folks, and the black soldiers who were, you know, putting their life on the line couldn't even come in the mess hall. Now, I know somebody going to say where that was then. But what I understand, I think Caucasian, not all of y'all, these young white people, they the bomb. But
how old do you have to be to be a young white person? Because I'm 56.
I'm saying the majority, like a younger Caucasian. Like my granddaughter, a white buddy, she got white boy. He wanted to come to my house, but I couldn't let him come to my house. You see?
Why not? It's your house.
Because I know what kind of person he is, or I know what's in his DNA. You see?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's just like white people. You don't want black people to go, I'm the same way.
Now I got to tell you, Willie, I hate to classify people. Willie, you got to listen to my show more often. You'll need to know that. I hate to say, I got a black friend, his name is Ronnie, or I got a black friend named Al. You know, he's just my friend, Al, or my friend,
well,
Ronnie.
Hey, now, why are you talking? Don't muck it up.
I'm not. Oh, Willie, that's wrong.
Hey, you know that boy DeSantis lost a whole heap of black votes when he said that.
Well, maybe he can get it back because you know it was taken out of context, Willie.
He in the Alvin Brown club.
All right, Willie, I appreciate it, man. Call in any time, buddy. See you, man. Bye-bye. Oh, now that's an all right call. We're going to have to put Willie on the frequent caller list. Let's go to Paul real quick. Paul, welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly.
Unfortunately, Congressman Rutherford bailed out at 6:30. I would have told him, and I would like to have told him the following. He has an excellent assistant in his Jacksonville office, and I may be mispronouncing her name here, but I believe it's Mommy Mouse Spice. Anyway, I had a chance to talk to her a few weeks ago, and here's why. As you may remember, in March, the Florida legislature approved and Governor Scott signed a bill that would put Florida on daylight time year-round. However, that requires congressional approval because it comes under federal jurisdiction. Now, there are three bills pending in Congress, two in the House, one in the Senate. All three of them are still in committee, and I would have liked to have asked Congressman Rutherford if he knows, is there going to be any action, is there any schedule on the calendar there for action on any of those three bills? And where does Congressman Rutherford himself stand on daylight time? Is he in favor of keeping Florida on daylight time year-round, or does he oppose it? He should oppose it, and here's why. Because during December and January, sunrise would be at 8:20, which means kids would be going to school in the dark. So I'd like to know, come November 4th, are we going to go to daylight time, or is Florida going to revert to standard time along with the other 49 states?
Well, if it hasn't been voted on in the past, obviously we'll stay as the status quo.
Okay. Okay, so, but we're beginning to run out of time here. If Congress is going to act on it, they're going to have to act on it soon, or otherwise, by default, you know, Florida would go back to standard time. Also, if we were to go,
yeah, but I mean, if they don't vote on it, it remains as it has been for the last 15 years, 20 years, 30 years.
I understand that. But, you know, if we do go to daylight time, it would also wreak havoc with the broadcasting companies and transportation companies. Because if your favorite primetime show comes on at 9, then it would come on at 10.
Well, yeah, that's true. And then think about this in radio. Sunset, we have to go to half power. So if the sunset is later, we're going to half power later. And if the sun rises later, then we're going to half power. We're going to full power later. So
your particular station would be on their nighttime pattern until 8:15.
Right. Exactly. Right. And so it changes. Okay. It changes a lot of things. I wish they just leave stuff alone. I don't like change. I don't like change at all. I haven't changed my hairstyle since I was 5. I don't want to change anything else.
The Florida legislature, it was poorly thought out. They never looked at the ramifications, but there were a few people who were smart enough to vote against it, like State Senator Aaron Bean.
Right. Paul, I appreciate it. Thanks, buddy. They would make a big issue just going across the line into Georgia. You know, right up the street from where you live, they'd be an hour different all the time. How difficult would that be for you? I mean, when you're hauling the buckets of water from the well.
It wouldn't be a problem for me at all.
Back to Nassau County.
I don't understand it. They talked about it, and they've talked about it. Why don't they just get rid of it? I don't get it.
It's not getting rid of it. Well, yes, it is getting rid of it, but...
There's a state out west that doesn't follow suit with all of this.
There are several states that don't follow suit with it.
It's not Arizona, but there's one out in the...
Yeah, there are several states that do not follow daylight savings time. And to me, I love it. It's wonderful. It actually means that during the holiday season, it actually gets dark earlier so that we can have a holiday season. It's not like we have snow or leaves changing or anything like that.
Yeah, we don't have any of that.
All right, you're listening to I Am Speaking Plainly. The phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Tammy, stay on the line. We'll get to you just as soon as we get back from this break. If you'd like to reach me by email, you can, bill@600wbob.com, bill@600wbob.com. If you'd like to send me regular mail, 7235 Bonneville Road. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Virginia's governor has now also declared a state of emergency in anticipation of the impact of Florence. The order issued Saturday helps mobilize resources to prepare for the storm. North Carolina declaring a state of emergency as well. In its latest advisory, the National Hurricane Center said a significant phase of intensification of Tropical Storm Florence is expected tonight, and the storm could grow to a Cat 4 hurricane by midweek, but its path is still unclear. Vice President Mike Pence says it is disappointing that former President Obama is back on the campaign trail and criticizing President Trump. Says Pence, the truth is the American people in 2016 rejected the policy and direction of Barack Obama when they elected President Donald Trump. The Secretary of Defense, General Mad Dog Mattis, celebrating his birthday today, turning 68, and Naomi Osaka wins the U.S. Open title after Serena Williams was penalized a game in the final. This is SRN News.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Now accepting traditional Medicare as well as Humana Gold Medicare Advantage Plan. Call Island Doctors toll-free, 877-434-4676. That's 877-434-4676 for more information or to schedule a tour.
Tico Sports presents the Spanish broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, don't miss any of the games of the Jaguars 2018 season on WBOB 101.1 FM and 600 AM. Listen to the broadcast of the Jacksonville Jaguars in Espanol.
This week, the Jacksonville Jaguars will begin their season receiving the New York Giants, with the broadcast starting at 12:45. PM.
Don't miss all the action brought to you by Tico Sports with the voices of Javier Carrero and Victor Cora.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
95 southbound, ongoing construction has the off-ramp to I-10 shut down. 95 northbound, traffic slows approaching the vehicle broken down at the San Marco exit. Cloudy tonight, a chance of rain, down to 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny with heavy showers possible and a high of 91. A rainy Monday, again, the high that day will be 91. Partly cloudy right now in Jacksonville and 80 degrees at Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. As we mentioned going into break, we'll bring Tammy up on the line. Tammy, welcome to I'm Speaking Plainly. Hello, Tammy.
Hi. I wish Willie were still on the phone. I hope he's still listening, but I want to point out that I have no doubt that he experienced racism as a young person in the Carolinas and Florida, wherever he was in the South. He would have experienced it in the North as well. But what I was disappointed to hear him say is he wouldn't invite the white young man to his house because of his DNA, which tells me that Willie is, he looks at people based on color, and because someone treated him inappropriately in his past, he's going to now react the same way he was treated through the eyes of race. He's doing the same thing, and he's passing it on to his own grandchildren, nephews, nieces, whatever, that kind of thing. I mean, I was a minority in a majority black area, and I was discriminated against. It's just human nature. That's what happens when you're different in a group of people, no matter what race you are. They will discriminate against you. That's how people happen to be. But he needs to recognize that he's part of the problem. And right. I wish I could talk to him. I don't discount the experience that he has, because I have no doubt he did experience that. So I hope you're hearing my voice, Willie.
Well, Tammy, I appreciate the call tonight, and I'm sure that Willie, if he hasn't heard it, will possibly hear it tomorrow night during the replay of this show on Sunday night. But, you know, that's it's very insightful. And at some point in time, we have to break the cycle and treat people. I hate classifying people by color. I really find it very difficult to say, none of us that are white, I don't say, yeah, I've got my white co-host Holly coming in tonight. We just don't even think about that. And I try very hard. It's not, well, I'm going to say I try very hard. It's not hard to do, because I just don't classify people. I just say, yeah, my buddy Al Valentine or my buddy Ronnie Holloman or whatever, you know. I just don't say my black friends.
Our government, our bureaucracies, they all, even the workplace requires you to identify yourself as a certain color. And if you don't do that, then you may not get the job, or you may not be allowed to go to that school. So it's a way to divide us and then conquer people by small groups. You pit one against the other, and next thing you know, you're being controlled.
Right.
That's what, I don't think Willie understands that.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call tonight, Tammy. It was a good call. Very insightful. Call back anytime. Thank you. We feed into the situation continually by accepting, you know, for example, Willie accepting the idea that he didn't get the job because of the color of his skin and that he was qualified for it. I wish there was an avenue for folks that feel that way to take their grievances to the next step, to get that promotion that they deserve because they're qualified for it. Maybe it's because I'm white. We don't see that. It's not imposed upon us like it is other members of our community. I can remember in my lifetime, you know, I'm 56 years old. I can remember when I was a kid, first grade, they sent home a little letter from Arlington Elementary for everybody to be aware of, for the parents to be aware of, that they were going to have the first black student in my class. And they wanted all the parents to be aware that this young black kid was going to be in first grade with us. That just seems so outrageous to me by today's standards, that you would have to send a note home to parents saying that there was going to be a black kid in your class.
I remember having an uncle that was very big into a racially motivated organization that I'm not going to mention on this show because we're above that. But I remember him coming to my parents' house when I was a kid, asking if I had any colored children in my... And I was 8 or 9, and I didn't even think of them that way.
Right. No.
We had children of color in my class, and they were kids that lived... I went to Arlington Heights Elementary, and they lived right around the corner from the school. It was no big deal.
Right.
We didn't think that way. Children don't, when they're little... Unless mommy and daddy are talking about
racism is taught in the home.
Yep.
Whether it's white racism or black racism or Jewish racism.
My dad didn't bring it up. My mother didn't bring it up. It was a non-issue.
It was a non-issue
at our house.
And it, you know, a little 2-year-old kid, 3-year-old kid, 5-year-old kid at the playground, you watch them. You don't don't care whether they're black kids or not. They only care about whether you can push them on the swing or go down the slide with them or play kickball. All of that stuff, I don't believe that any of that, the racial diversity that we talk about, the divisiveness in our communities, I don't think it starts until they're 7 or 8 years old. And I don't think it probably starts at all if they don't have any brothers and sisters that run with those kind of people or that they are zoning out on TV. I mean, look, we have a new television show that's starting out called The Neighborhood. And it's a predominantly black neighborhood that a white family moves into. So it's kind of like the reverse of the normal shows that would be considered situation comedies. It's starting here real soon. I'm surprised that someone thought that that show would go over. And the only reason I believe that they have put it on the air is because it's predominantly about a black dominant neighborhood that has a white family move into it. And I think that's the only reason it goes over. If you had it the other way around, if it was a predominantly white neighborhood.
I really wish Holly Weird could come up with some new ideas. I saw a commercial today when I was getting my nails done that they're coming out with a new Magnum PI.
Oh, yeah, that's been on.
There's nothing wrong with the old Magnum PI.
Yeah, and you would not believe all of the other shows. There's going to be a new Charlie's Angels that's coming out, a remake of the old one. There are talks about bringing back All in the Family, but having a modern spin on it. Get this, the new Roseanne show, they've dropped Roseanne from the cast.
I'm still stuck on an All in the Family with a new modern, which means there'll be somebody on there that's gay.
Right.
And they'll show them, they'll want to be shocking, so they'll show them in bed together.
And there'll be an old white guy that will play the part of a racist that never, you know, moved
never
along with the times.
Never grew out of it. Yeah. And one of them will have a racial boyfriend. If it's a black family, they'll have a white boyfriend to the daughter, and it'll drive the dad crazy.
Get ready. By 2020, remember, by 2020, 20%, it's either 15 or 20%, I think it's 20% of all starring roles in primetime television on the three networks must contain an alternative lifestyle character. So it's either someone who's gay, someone who's biracial, someone who is transgender. That's 2020.
Well, see, if me and Woody and Blake are all lucky, the rapture will have happened by then, and I won't have to worry about that.
I'm actually surprised that Blake didn't call in while Anna Brochet was here tonight. I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised Woody hasn't called in. Here's something interesting. Marshall Wood, very stern conviction.
The phone was ringing.
Yeah, but it's not him. a person who's very stern in their convictions, their Christian convictions. And he's just given up. He hasn't given up on Christianity, but he's given up on people. And I talk with him on a regular basis, and I'm sure that there are other folks out there that feel the same way. They have given up on society. They've given up on the family unit. And they're just living out their days waiting to die.
I don't believe that about Woody. I don't believe give up on the family or...
No. What I'm saying is he was very adamant about wanting to change the pace of our local community and hopefully drive a spirit that would change other communities and maybe light a fire to travel across the country, although that's a big dream, that people would come back to moral values and family traditional values, and it just didn't happen. And he was devastated with the HRO vote. He was devastated by the fact that Mayor Curry said he wasn't going to vote for it and then ultimately did. And then, well, he didn't vote for it, but he signed it immediately after the city council voted for it.
And what have we heard that happened with all that? All the earth-shattering news, nothing. Nothing. Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
And you know, it's maybe cooking behind the scenes. We may be in a situation where eventually a business will be brought up on some violation for homosexual rights violation, and then that'll be in the news, and we'll have to deal with that. But right now, as of now, nothing big has happened. So we'll just keep our fingers crossed and hope that everybody stays in line and we don't have those issues, because that'll thrust us back into the national spotlight again. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255. Facebook.com/ I'm speaking plainly. We're going to step away for a minute. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?
Good news. You are not stuck with your health care plan. Really. You have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others, too. And it's people who love to save money, big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's
Shut
Bill
up.
Hayes.
I may. Shut up. I may. Wow. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. You see the kind of abuse. You don't
I told
see
Anna
the kind
Brochet
of a-
you would be unrecognizable by the time the show was over.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? We're going to go to the phone lines and pick up Mark here in just a second. But the questionnaires are already out, and I have already answered in the affirmative of attending the convention in 2020, the Republican National Convention, and broadcasting there. So you're going to come along and broadcast this time?
Sure.
You got to go through. You got to go through. You got to go through the Secret Service and everything. You think you can pass?
Probably not. Will they let me bring my
No
Smith
weapons.
And
no weapons.
Can't even
no
bring
weapons.
My knife.
No.
Gosh, no, what fun is that?
Here's a side story before we go and talk to Mark on the phone. The guy that had the broadcast booth next to us had shown up with a pink suitcase. A pink suitcase. And he put all these thousands of dollars of broadcast equipment in this suitcase because he figured that that would be the last suitcase anybody at an airport would want to steal, would be a pink suitcase because it belongs to a kid, you know, you would think. And it was nothing but a bunch of toys and kids'
right.
clothes in there. But anyway, so he unloaded all his broadcast equipment and set it up and moved the pink suitcase like 25 feet away from his booth because he didn't want it in his booth because it's a pink suitcase. And the next thing I know, somebody came by and said, hey, do you know whose suitcase that is? And I said, no, I don't. Got no clue. It just appeared there. They cleared the building, brought in the dogs, had a whole team there. And yeah, all over this guy's pink suitcase. Boy, I'll tell you what, they rode him up one side and down the other, read him the riot act about leaving unattended bags and all the work that they had to do.
Oh, one of the last times Eric and I went to an established pizza chain in Jacksonville, there was a briefcase under the seat where we sat. And the first thing I said was, we need to move or leave because people don't just leave nice briefcases.
And somebody obviously left a nice briefcase.
It was
briefcase.
The manager of the restaurant who had sat down to do some paperwork. And then when the restaurant started getting busy, he jumped up to help out.
So therefore, left his... you were wrong.
I was
because
incorrect.
People do leave.
Yeah, I was incorrect.
Record that, please,
Tom.
We do
not
record
use
that,
the W
please, Tom.
Word. That's like using that four-letter word that will get you kicked off the air.
Okay.
We don't do
Let's
that.
Let's go talk to Mark real quick. Mark, I have been told by my call screener that you are going to be an excellent call, so prove them right.
Well, I try my best, sir. First of all, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you guys.
Wait, Mark. Hang on a second. Mark, by the sound of your voice, you're black?
I am.
So oh, I can't. I can't talk to you on the radio, sir. I'm sorry.
I am for all intents and purposes. I fit the description. Blackmail. I'm a 6'6" black guy. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you can talk to me then, because I'm afraid you might know where the studio is. He said he's 6'6". So anyway, Mark. Serious. All seriousness. Tell me a little bit. You're surprised. It says on my little call screen here. You used to live here, and you've just recently moved back, and you're happy to see how far we've come?
Well, yes. We still have a long way to go, but one thing that sparked my reason for calling is a comment that the young lady said about how racism is taught at the home. And I was literally having a conversation with a friend just last week, and he explained to me, he looks at racism as, imagine there's this little kid that lives out in Yulee, out in the sticks. He was born out there and has never met anyone from 0 to 5. All he knows is his mom and his father. That's all he knows. And then every day his mother takes him outside and points to the sky and says, the sky is orange. The sky is orange. The sky is orange. So if you tell this kid this enough times, he'll start to believe it. But the issue is when that kid goes to kindergarten, his first day of school, everyone's going to be looking at him as if he's crazy because he's going to tell everyone that the sky is orange. When we all know, the sky is blue, but do you blame the kid? Because that's all he's been taught, just like racism.
Right.
He's been taught that this is the right way to handle situations, and in his mind, the sky is definitely orange, but everyone else in the world knows that the sky is actually blue. But with that being said, Jacksonville has been known for having a plethora of individuals who would tell you to your face that the sky is orange. The sky is orange. What I was happy to see when I came back, that Jacksonville is actually trying to do different things to remove that stigma from Jacksonville as a whole. Now, do I think we're there completely? No. Honestly feel we're maybe like, I'm sorry, yes, sir.
No. I was going to say, can you name something? It says that you were surprised how far we've come. Can you name a particular instance that really shocked you that we've fixed that or we've changed that or it's gotten better?
I'll give you a positive and a negative. The positive,
okay.
My first weekend back, I'm walking through Riverside, Five Point area, and the area is blocked off. And I didn't understand what was going on. It must be some type of parade. Well, they're actually having a gay pride parade. When I was younger, Jacksonville would have never, ever had anything like that, let alone have big corporations have floats and sponsor to say, yes, we support this and we're behind this.
And I see that as a positive sign. For how we have been able to coexist with a percentage or an element of our city that may think and act and believe differently than the majority, and we have learned to coexist, and I think that's what we all need to do on many different fronts. If you're not gay and you don't support that lifestyle, then you just don't protest the parade, just don't go to that area that day.
Exactly.
Let me throw a curveball at you. when we finish this conversation, if I put you on hold and I ask my call screener to get some pertinent information like name and a phone number, and I hand that to Holly, would you be interested in coming in and sitting across the desk from me?
Sure.
Okay, and doing a show. So remind me, and if I hit the wrong button and I don't mark, which I have been prone to do, just call back in and Tom will get your information. We had program that we started talking about when Holly was with me the first time as a guest co-host, hosting the hot seat. And then it just, I had, the reason I brought this up and offered it to Mark is because a young lady that was on here before, Alexis, had mentioned that we hadn't been doing our hosting the hot seat. And she hadn't heard about it since last year.
That's because nobody else wants to put up with you.
Oh, see, it's this is the negativity that I'm experiencing.
It's because he's a Georgia Bulldog.
Can you understand why I want a host in the hot seat, Mark? Can you understand? I need a break. All of the good things about all of the good things about Jacksonville, and I'm stuck with this. So, Mark, let me ask you this: what if you had the power today to change one more thing? What would you do?
And we're speaking of just in terms
just
of...
Just one thing, anything. I mean, even if you wanted to change the flow of traffic on Bay Street, you know, anything like that, what crosses your mind?
For the greater good of the man, I would... And just sticking in terms of the topic of racism, how far we've come, I definitely feel that we need to invest in terms of the education for our kids. I wholeheartedly believe that it's not just education in terms of books, it's life lessons that kids don't even learn anymore. That I would find a way to have programs where kids can actually learn skills. Like I currently coach kids basketball, and I know that one of the reasons why I coach basketball is because the life lessons I got from basketball I take with me in real life. But now these kids are now in front of the video games all the time and not really interacting with each other the same way. But in terms of, I would educate the kids because with education, they would definitely have the power and the understanding to know that different things are right or wrong. Secondly, I would try to find ways for people to interact with each other more.
And let me throw something out to you, Mark, since you said you coach kids. And I won't use, I have someone that knows me professionally. He was convicted of a felony more than 30 years ago. It was either 31 or 35 years ago when he was a young man. He stole a car just for a joyride. Didn't damage the car, just went driving in a car and parked the car in what was then a Pantry Pride parking lot. And left it. Hey, Mark, you hear the music in the background. Let me put you on hold, and we can get your pertinent information. If you'll stay on hold, I'll pick you up in the next segment because I really want to ask you what you think about this. It's important to me. So I'm going to put you on hold, and when I do that, Tom will get your information from you. But stick around after that because I got a couple of questions for you, and we'll bring Mark back up at the top of the next segment. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. More from Mark and the question I'm going to ask him about this because we have a law that's going to be or a proposal that's going to be voted on in the next cycle of elections about victim awareness of criminal release, but also about doing your time and being done with whatever things that you have done wrong so that you can get a good job, get a good education, and move forward with your life. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. We're going to step away for just a couple of minutes. We'll be right back. Join us, won't you?